This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Gold. As we continue to read and study through the Bible by the end of this year, we now come to Colossians. Bobby Richards, a famous American athlete, manifested a clear understanding of the main practical principle of Colossians when in a large meeting he prayed pointedly, "Dear God, your will, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. Amen." As you read Colossians, you will see that Christ is Lord because He is the Creator of all. He is the only one who can put real meaning into anyone's life. He is the only real answer to everyone's quest for God. And He alone enables men to relate to each other as they want to and should. Either you let Him be Lord of all, or He is not Lord at all in your life. Paul declared in chapter 2, verses 9 through 10, "For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority." And then in verses 6 and 7 of chapter 2, he encourages believers, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thanksgiving." How does one live in Christ? Paul's prayer in the first chapter provides some insights. We will do a study of verses 3 through 12 in the next few visits. I encourage you to read and meditate on these verses in preparation. This is not a lighthearted prayer. To pray as Paul did requires discipline, time, and effort. Join us for this study. And if you'd like further help, go to my website, gettingthemessage.org. And ask for my free Bible study booklet.